Yeah, I can understand that you need that kind of insulated footwear, whether man or beast. I was there one summer and it was, I don't know, 110, 115 or something. I'm just visiting there for a short bit. I remember rolling the window down and put my arm on the sill of the car, window of the car, door sill there, and I fried my arm. Yeah, it was hot. And so, power of that sun is something to behold. I was just down in Texas 2 Aprils back, so April of last year. It was, like I said, April. We went down to the coast. Boy, that sand fine. I mean, just gets everywhere. Just so fine. And the beach is long. We were out on the Outer Banks, you might call it, or whatever they call it, barrier islands. And boy, just long, long, long way out there. It did not get shallow at all. It just, the waves would come in, a huge beach. You could drive on this thing for 10 miles, which I did. Hard sand, just packed fine and very interesting, but really you couldn't even, it was so much, so hard, you could hardly dig a hole in it, if you want to dig a hole. Yeah, no, it was just hard work. But anyhow, I noticed the sun was really, really roasty down there, even in April. Like, too hot.
Even like this past week, we were in Rhode Island and took a little trip over to the beach. And up there, it's kind of cool and sandy, and the water is kind of cool most of the year long. And then, of course, the Carolina beaches down here are sandy with the waves. And then Florida, down there, it's just kind of a tranquil, I don't even know, it almost looks like a lake to me or a pond because, the waves are not huge. It's just sand. And, down near, gosh, I can't think of the beach. It's not Daytona. It's one of the smaller beaches, but my sister lived down there for a couple of years, and we could drive on the beach there, which was really nice. Not quite packed as bad. I've never been to the Texas beaches, but I hear, like you said, really hard-packed sand, that kind of stuff. And, of course, when I was in the service in San Diego, the beaches there, everywhere is different. But my wife still loves the beach. Doesn't matter when or where. If she has the option to go, she'll definitely want to go. And I usually try and tag along. So, it definitely is it's strange how different the beaches are, though, depending on where you are.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, these Texas beaches, we were probably well near Port Aransas. Port Aransas, or I don't know how they say it, but that's where we were near, just north of Corpus Christi. And yeah, you had to wade out so far to get any depth that it was just like, wow. And the water was all churned up and brown, because of the sand, it's just rolling in the sand for so long. And so you just came out there really quite dirty. But yeah, it was so hard packed. I've seen some guys whipping cookies out there on the sand, and they had no worries about sinking in it at all. I mean, they were getting out there right in the surf too, and just spinning around and spinning, kicking up sand and stuff. And yeah, they had no problem. I went out there, like I said, I'm with my minivan. I didn't feel nervous at all about driving. We drove about 20 miles on the beach, but yeah, it was interesting.
I've only been to like two beaches that you could drive on. Years ago, a friend of mine, he had a couple friends and was part of, I guess, a Jeep club around here. And his wedding was over at the Outer Banks. And you needed four-wheel drive to get on the beach at the Outer Banks because it was pretty far north. And, they would allow you to drive on the beach, but they highly recommended you be in a four-wheel drive vehicle. And, of course, somebody would always try it in, like, a car. That sand is pretty deep up there for sure, so they were always getting towed in and towed out. But the Jeeps handled it no problem. It was in the trucks that we took. But so that was a lot of fun driving there. And then, of course, the ones in Florida we were on, they come through and they compact them with the construction machinery or whatever to make sure cars can drive on them and not get stuck. So you know, it's definitely different. But those are the only two places I've ever been that you could drive on the actual beach. And it was an interesting experience. Not sure I'd want to do it every day. I mean, I'm okay just parking in the parking lot and walking to the beach most of the time. But I know, you know, it definitely adds to, I guess, the touristy spots or whatever to be able to say you drove on the beach and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, Texas beaches, I'll have to put those on the list to visit if I'm ever out there. But don't know if I'll ever have the opportunity to get out there and visit those beaches, but could definitely add them to the list and see where I end up.
Yeah, there was no parking spots and walk to the beach. It was just the parking spot was on the beach, and there was all kinds of people. They just set up their little sun umbrellas and sit under them, just in the breeze coming off the water there, just enjoy themselves. Yeah, it was no problem at all. I mean, I guess like you, I was a little bit like, well, is it? But then you see just how little of a how little of an imprint your other vehicles have made in the sand, and it's like, oh, okay, this is different than what I'm used to. Well, it's been nice chatting with you there, Mike, but I'm gonna let you go.
Enjoyed chatting with you too. Again, I haven't been on the radio, and then again, I know we've probably talked about, or you've heard me say in the past, I don't get on the radio. I listen probably 4 or 5 times. I know, you know, you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk, is what they say. But I probably listen a lot more than that. But definitely enjoyed the conversation tonight, Steve. Definitely give the family and the kids, you know, my best regards, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk again soon. 7-3, my friend.
Hi, pleasure's been all mine. You have yourself a good evening down that way also. AK4HR, this is KB0, KBJ, I'll be clear. 73.